Just walking home after a very nice drink at Take Five, after what has been actually quite a busy day. It's been the emergency budget for anyone who hasn't noticed, which has meant a hike in VAT from 17.5% to 20%, £11 billion in welfare cuts, and a number of other things. Apart from live tweeting it today, which I'll say more about in a minute, my job has been to deal with capital gains tax. Now, I've been challenged to explain the capital gains tax rise by audio. This is difficult, partly because I've had a couple of pints, so bear with me. Let's say that you have bought a terrace house for £100,000, which you're renting out to people, and you decide to sell that house, and you sell it for £120,000. That £20,000 difference is a capital gain, and you pay capital gains tax on that amount. Now, today, that capital gains tax rate is 18%. It's a flat rate for pretty much everybody. But as of midnight tonight, the amount of capital gains tax will depend upon how much you're earning. If you've got a day job, as a property broker, say, and you're earning more than the threshold for higher rate income tax, which is around about £37,400 for most people, then what will happen to you is that you'll then have to pay 28% capital gains tax on the gain that you've made by selling your house. So it's a higher rate for you. Where things get complicated is if you're earning less than that amount, less than that £37,400 threshold, but your capital gain, that £20,000, would take you over that amount. If that happens, then everything up to the £37,400, everything that would take you up to that point when you add it to your income, you only pay 18% tax on. Everything over that, you pay 28% tax on. Unless you're an entrepreneur and you're selling a business asset, or a business, in fact, in which case you have a lifetime allotment for entrepreneurs' capital relief, which means you only have to pay 10% on those sorts of assets. Up to £5 million, I think, during your lifetime. For those of you noting this down in your copybooks, that represents up to £900,000 in tax relief for the richest entrepreneurs, of whom there are about six, as far as I can tell. That may be a slight exaggeration. But yes, so I really hope that's worked. If it hasn't, please tell me, because one of the things I'm trying to do, and I'm always trying to do, is make journalism useful. Is do useful things. It's been a big part of what today has been about for me. I spent the budget live tweeting on hashtag NFK budget. It was deliberately chosen to be Norfolk based, and over the last couple of days I've been asking people what they thought, what they were hoping for, what they were dreading, and what the elements of the budget were that they most wanted to know about. And I've been doing that on Twitter deliberately because I want to be useful to my audience, to my readers, to my users, or to whatever it is that you guys are on Twitter. Friends, in many cases. I want to be useful. I want to be doing something that's relevant. So I've been trying very, very hard today to make that relevant, to make journalism personal and individual wherever possible. That's meant tweeting local breweries and local wine merchants directly when the alcohol announcements were made. It's meant staying at the office a little bit late to pour through some of the documents and make sure there actually weren't any hidden changes to education, there weren't any hidden changes to what VAT applied to, for a couple of people who've asked. You know what? That's important. That's relevant. For those few people, I've performed an incredibly important and useful service. I've been a useful journalist today. That makes me very, very happy. Admittedly, not quite as happy as a VAT decrease would have made me, but still, it's something.